好，今日想同大家分享嘅讲道题目系使用佢或者失去它。
Good morning. Today my sermon topic is use it or lose it.
几个星期前，我去到唐人街，遇到一个做社工喺青少年事工嘅一个总监。
A few weeks ago, I met a youth program director in Chinatown.
佢知道我系 Thomas Zhang 嘅熟龄导师。於是乎，佢就帶住一種好驚訝同埋好粗魯嘅口吻同我講説話。佢話：你俾咗咩藥佢食啊？我實在唔能夠想像 Thomas 呢個公子哥兒，佢竟然會帶住佢家人、老婆仔女跑到去坐呢個柬埔寨做長期宣教。
She knows that I'm the spiritual mentor of Thomas John.And she spoke to me in a loud voice with amazement. I cannot imagine that Thomas, a yuppie, will go to Cambodia with his family for long-term missions.
我不知道你认不认识 Thomas 是哪一个。他曾经是我们教会的会友有很多年。他的妻子是 Thomas, 是 Amy.
In case you don't know who Thomas is, he was our church member for years, and his wife is Amy.This is their photo with Griffin and Joel.
咩两个仔女啊？柬埔寨系亚洲第三世界国家之中最穷困嘅一个国家，有好多人都唔明白点解 Thomas 佢真系会走到去柬埔寨去侍奉我哋嘅主，为乜嘢愿意放弃佢呢个美国梦？
Many people cannot understand why Thomas is willing to give up his American dream for serving our Lord in Cambodia, one of the poorest countries in Asia.
可以见证在过去的十年 ,Thomas 对主的信心在这里很迅速地来到成长。
I can testify that the faith of Thomas in the Lord is growing rapidly in the past 10 years.
Thomas 就本来他就好像我们在美国生活的年轻專業人士一樣，他大學畢業之後找到一份很高薪的職位，娶了一個很有才華的 Amy 這個基督徒，然後在市區買了一個都挺大的獨立屋，開名牌車，養了兩個幾歲大的小蚊仔，又養了幾隻貓。2003年的時候他接受基督，成為他救主，他成為一個基督徒，然後在我們教會曾經做過執事。
Like many young professionals in America, Thomas found a well-paying job after college, got married with a talented Christian Amy, bought a big house in the city, drove nice cars, raised a son and a daughter, had three cats, accepted Christ as Savior in 2003, and served at our church as a deacon.
在 Thomas 的成长的过程里面，他有一个理念，个理念就是金钱就是一切。
Thomas was brought up with only one thing in mind. Money is everything.
他是一个年轻的会计师，他的梦想是将来可以赚到很多很多钱，就好像他认识的很多成功的商人一样。
As a young accountant, he dreamed to be rich and successful like many businessmen he met.
但同时他也有很多机会去到很多不牟利的机构和教会来到做这个财务的审核，以致到被他亲自看到在这些贫困的社区里面这一班生活的人各种的需要。
However, he also had opportunities to audit for many not-for-profit organizations and churches, and it opened his eyes to the needs in the underprivileged communities.
他又看到很多的基督徒真的将自己的生命来到奉献出来，帮助在市区里面有需要这些贫困的社的群体。
At the same time, he learned that many Christians actually dedicated their lives to help the needy in the city.
自从我认识了 Thomas 之后，他经常告诉我在他的会计工作的生涯里面，他找不到满足，他很想服侍神，这个是他的心愿。
Ever since I knew Thomas,He frequently told me that he could not find satisfaction in his accounting work. Serving God was his desire.
曾经有几年，他在我们的教会负责一个广东话的青年小组 可能大家都唔係好記得啊。佢對於服侍青少年嘅心開始喺嗰度萌芽嚟到成長。
For several years, he helped out in a Cantonese youth group of our church, and he began to develop a heart for serving the youths.
在2006年的时候，一个基督教社区中心要招聘一个青少年事工的工作者，我就鼓励他参加，去申请。
In 2006, there was an opening for a youth worker in a Christian community center, and I encouraged him to apply.
然后他真的辞了自己那份高薪的会计职位，去到唐人街，芝加哥的唐人街，开始了全职的青少年工作。
And he finally quit his high-paying accounting job and started the full-time youth work in Chinatown.
虽然他的工资大幅地降低，但是他发现在城市里面和这一班青少年服务的时候，带给他很大的满足感。
Although the salary was tremendously reduced, but he found satisfaction in serving the youths in the city.
在2010年的时候，即是三年前， Thomas 和他太太有一个很强烈的信念，就是要离开芝加哥这个这么舒适的生活。
In 2010, Thomas and his wife had a strong conviction to leave the comfort zone in Chicago.
他们就搬回香港一个他们好在那里成长的地方。
They moved to Hong Kong, a place where they were raised up.
神就很神奇地带领他们很积极参加当地一间用英语来到讲的这间教会来到侍奉。
God let them serve actively in a local English-speaking church.
在去年，他们两夫妇就去到柬埔寨参观一个很简陋的基督教的社区中心。
Last year, they visited a shabby Christian community center in Cambodia, of which the government had ordered to demolish.
如果你不知道柬埔寨在哪里的时候，你知道香港在哪里，香港就是那里，你打档就在那里。
You see from the map, Hong Kong, and Cambodia.
其实当地的政府，当我们去到看这个柬埔寨的社区中心的时候，其实当地的政府已经下令要将这个社区中心的大楼要拆卸。
The government had ordered to demolish this Christian community center.
在他们这一次的旅途里面，他 Thomas 和他太太都被很多落在无助和绝望的一班的小孩子里面，他们的心被打动。
They were shocked, Thomas and Amy were shocked by the helplessness and the hopelessness of many poor kids there.
一连串的问题困扰着他们这两夫妇。
A series of questions constantly haunted them.
他们说，我们怎可以真的再一次回去所谓正常的生活来到生活呢？
Can we really return to our so-called normal lives?
他们彼此来问，我们真的可以在这样一个这么贫穷的国家里面的孩子，我们真的当看不到吗？
Can we really ignore the children in such a poor country?
他们在问，我们真的这一班可怜的孩子，他们难道他们不是神上帝的儿女吗？
Aren't these poor children also the children of God?
因此经过了几个月的祷告之后，Thomas 就决定尽快将他整个家人带到去柬埔寨，去帮助当地成立一个新的社区中心。
So after months of prayers, Thomas decided to bring his whole family as soon as possible to Cambodia, helping out with the setting up of a new community center there.
这种宣教工作是长期性，是没有薪酬，需要自供自给，更加需要不断的筹款，又要在这个这么弱势这么贫困的环境之中要作出很大的生活的调整。
This missionary work is a long term in nature, no pay, requiring self-support, fundraising, and tremendous adjustment to such an underprivileged environment.
作为 Thomas 的属灵导师，我知道他在柬埔寨的任务在很多方面都要承担不少的风险。
As the spiritual mentor of Thomas, I know what he is risking for the Cambodian for the Cambodia missions.
包括咗佢嘅屋企人、佢嘅職業生涯、佢嘅金錢或者儲蓄，同埋佢健康，更加係佢嘅未來。
Including his family, his career, his money, his health, and his future.
但我知道佢願意去柬埔寨嘅一個原因，因為佢確信無論你擁有乜嘢，上帝都會用嚟做大事。
I also know why he is willing to go to Cambodia. He believes that whatever you have, God will use for great things.
各位朋友，今天我們來研讀一段都幾熟悉的經文，是記載在馬太福音25:14-30.
My friends, today we will study a quite familiar passage, Matthew chapter 25:14-30.
這段經文其實是講緊傳達俾我哋聽一個好重要嘅信息，係講到唔論你擁有乜嘢，你唔用佢嘅時候，你就會失去咗佢。
This passage conveys a very important message to us. Whatever you have, use it or lose it.
今日嘅經文其實係一個比喻，呢個比喻講嘅人係耶穌本身。
Today's scripture actually is a parable told by Jesus.
呢個比喻描述緊將要發生喺每一个基督徒身上的一些事情。
This parable describes what is going to happen for each Christian.
比喻的开始讲到有一个主人，他拥有很多产业。
In the beginning of the parable, there is a master who has lots of property.
有一天他要去到很遥远的地方。
One day he needs to travel to a very far country.
于是乎他又召集了所有的仆人来到他的面前。
So he gathers all his servants.
将自己的家业或者家产分给这一班的每一个仆人。
And he distributes his own money to each one.
在这个比喻的当中，有三个仆人特别被提出来讲。
There are three servants particularly mentioned in the story.
第一个仆人收到五个他连德。
The first servant received 5 talents.
你中文咧又亦都唔知乜嘢啊？總之係五個他連德。
I received 5 talents. In Chinese, the translation is a little bit weird.
一個他連德唔係一個硬幣，其實講到一個黃金或者係白銀嘅重量作為單位。
A talent is not a coin, but a weight of gold or silver.
一個他連德其實好值錢嘅。
A talent is worth a lot of money.
一個他連德通常係等於我哋估計咧，係等於一個普通工人嘅20年嘅工資。
One talent actually is usually equivalent to the wages of an average worker for 20 years.
如果我哋以美國嘅工人嚟計，平均一年當佢$50,000嘅時候，咁嚟到計算，咁就一個他連德就個價值就$1,000,000。
If an average worker today earns $50,000 a year in America, then a talent is worth $1,000,000.
所以第一个仆人就拎到$500,000嘅美金。
So the first servant gets $5,000,000 from the master.
第二个仆人收到两个他连德，就相等于$2,000,000。
The second servant received 2 talents, equivalent to $2,000,000.
第三个仆人收到一个他连德，相等於$1,000,000。
The third servant received 1 talent, equivalent to $1,000,000.
好有趣嘅，你讀嘅時候呢度講到主人俾每一個仆人幾多錢，係唔係隨隨便便嘅，而係根據呢個主人對佢哋嘅才能、佢哋嘅能力嘅評估嚟到分發。
Interestingly, the amount of money given to the servants is not in random, but based on the master's evaluation on their individual capabilities.
主人將自己嘅錢財分咗之後，佢就離開咗佢嘅家園。
After the distribution of money is done, the master leaves his home.
第一個仆人，你讀嘅時候，佢即刻只多行動，佢將所有嘅錢開一間公司。
The first servant immediately set up a company with all the money he has.
他努力工作，令到資金不斷地增加。
He works diligently to make the capital grow.
第二個仆人亦都用了主人給他所有的錢，所有的金錢 去擴大自己嘅生意嘅業務。
The second servant also uses all the money he has to expand his own business.
講到第三個仆人咧，佢咧收到嘅錢咧比其他嘅仆人為少，但係佢對於點樣用呢個主人俾佢嘅錢咧，佢有唔同嘅睇法。
Well, the third servant who receives comparatively the least amount of money has a different thought on how to use the master's money.
佢對於數字冇興趣，佢亦都唔識做生意。
He has no head for numbers and has no idea on how to do business.
啊，佢真係好希望主人啊，你真係做咩要俾錢我咧？
He wishes the master has not given him any money at all.
佢喺度心裏面喺度埋怨啊！啊，呢個主人真係不近人情，唔肯放過我，啊，唔肯俾我咧做自己中意做嘅事情。
He complains to himself, "Why can't the master leave me alone and let me do what I want with my life?"
佢拿住呢個一個他連德喺度發愁。佢又驚人哋偷咗佢呢個錢，啊！咁於是乎，經過幾個月嘅思考之後，佢終於決定就偷偷喺一個好隱蔽嘅地方喺度掘地，然後將啲錢埋咗喺裏邊。
So after months of worrying that someone may come and steal his only talent, remember it's $1 million, so he decides to secretly dig a hole in the ground, hiding the money.
埋咗之後，佢就將呢個一個他連德。記得一乾二淨，甚至將主人都忘記咗佢。
Since then, he forgets the money and he forgets his master too.
接過咗幾多年之後，主人終於就翻返去自己嘅家園，好少人都好驚訝。
After many years, the master returns home surprisingly.
似乎冇人記得清楚呢個佢哋嘅主人喺邊一年離開佢哋。
No one seems to remember exactly in what year the master left.
啊，主人咧就召集翻所有嘅仆人，就同每一个仆人咧嚟到算账。
The master gathers the servants again for settling accounts with each one of them.
第一个仆人就交出十个他连德，足足系一倍嘅利润。
The first servant hands in 10 talents, 100% profit.
第二个仆人交4个他连德。亦都係一倍嘅利潤。
The second servant hands in 4 talents, also 100% profit.
啊，主人對佢哋嘅表現都好滿意，就咁同佢哋講。
The master is very satisfied with their performance, so he said to them.
啊，真係做得好啦！你哋呢班又良善又忠心嘅仆人，你喺唔多嘅事情上面有忠心，從今日開始。我將派你管理更多嘅事情，同時你嚟分享我嘅快樂。
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
咁而家嚟輪到第三個仆人啦。
Well, now it is the turn of the third servant.
第三個仆人好緊張，喂，我啲錢埋咗邊啊？我唔記得，佢好緊張。因為他忘記了錢放在哪裡。
The third servant is very nervous because he almost forgets where he hid the money.
終於他就找回這個他連德，然後交給主人，不多不少，一個他連德，而這個他連德都是污糟，很多泥，很多塵。
Finally, he hands in 1 talent, no more and no less, which is covered with soil and dirt.
這個主人對他的表現都很失望。
The master is greatly disappointed with his performance.
但係呢個仆人佢試圖為自己辯護。
But the servant tries to defend for himself.
佢話：主人啊，我知道你係乜嘢人，我知道你係一個好忍心嘅人。你喺自己冇親自播種嘅地方，你又要其他人咧嚟到為你收割；你又喺自己冇親自耕種嘅地方，又要其他人為你收取莊稼。所以我很害怕，所以就将你嗰俾我嘅钱藏喺地上面。
Master, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talents in the ground.
基本上佢系指责紧呢个主人剥削仆人嘅劳动成果，就好似今日一个好贪婪嘅资本家一样。
Basically, he blames his master, accusing him for exploiting the labor of servants like a greedy capitalist of today.
这个仆人更加是一个宿命论的人，他认为无论他自己怎样去做，主人都不会喜欢的。
The servant is also a fatalist, considering no matter what he does with the money, the master will not please with him.
哇，这个仆人这么狡辩呢，就令到这个主人真的很怒。
The master is now infuriated with what the servant has said.
主人就宣告这个仆人的罪行，他说他偷懒，因为他没有履行主人委托给他的任务，而且这个仆人是恶毒，因为他指责他的主人推卸自己的责任。
He proclaims that this servant is lazy for not fulfilling the task entrusted to him, and he is wicked for shifting the blame to his master.
主人就立即没收他唯一拥有的这个一个他连德，而且主人还将他这个他连德给了第一个忠心的仆人作为额外的奖赏。
The master immediately confiscates the only talent he has, giving it to the first servant as a bonus.
更加惨的，这个主人下令将这个又懒惰又恶毒的仆人赶走，永远离开主人的家园。
Even worse, the master now orders the lazy and wicked servant to leave his home forever.
各位朋友，这个比喻不是一个无关痛痒的故事，或者令到你好入眠的、好入睡的催眠曲。
My friends, this parable is not a bedside story or a lullaby to lull you to sleep.
而是讲到这个比喻是讲一个好一件同你同我都有关好重要的事情，就是我们要交账。
Nonetheless, the parable describes an important event concerning you and me that we have to settle our account with the Lord.
在这个比喻里面，我们要注意几个事实。
There are several facts in this parable we need to take notice.
第一个事实，这个主人是代表着主耶稣基督他自己。
Fact number one, the master is Jesus himself.
耶稣的离开我们大约在2000年前。
Jesus left us approximately 2,000 years ago.
这个已经是很久很之前的一个事情，好像再没有人很确实知道他哪一年离开。
It is so long ago that it seems like no one knows the exact year he left.
他回回天家，离我们很遥远。
He traveled back to heaven far away from us.
比喻讲到第二个事实，是讲到当你接受耶稣基督作为你个人救主那一个时刻的时候，你就是耶稣的仆人，耶稣就是你的主人。
Fact number two, at the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are his servant, and Jesus is your master.
事实第三是讲到耶稣给每一个信徒、每一个基督徒拥有一些的财富。
Fact number three, to each Christian,Jesus gives you some wealth.
在你一生中所获得的财富的数量，是耶稣根据你的能力给你的。
The amount of wealth you have in your life is according to your ability.
换句话来讲，你不会得到多过你能够可以管理到、可以处理到的财富。
In other words, you will not receive more money than you can handle.
事实的第四点是讲到这个他连德在比喻里面是解作我们拥有的财物。
Fact number four, the money in the parable is the talent.
原文这个他连德呢，就是他连德这解的了。但英文呢，我们就翻译成为 talent。talent 呢，可以解作一个人拥有的特殊的能力。因此很多现代的基督徒就很喜欢将耶稣在这个比喻讲到的给信徒的他连德，就解作为跟金钱无关的事，例如耶稣给我们、神给我们的属灵恩赐，或者我们传福音的能力、天赋的技能、聪明的才智，或者任何其他事。
The modern use of the word talent can also refer to a special natural ability, So contemporary Christians would like to identify the talents in the parable as non-monetary things, like the non-monetary things that you receive from Jesus, such as spiritual gifts, the skills of evangelism, natural skills, and mental power, or whatever else.
但当你读到耶稣所讲的比喻，他连得只有一个解释，就是真金白银，就是基本上是我们所拥有的财物。
However, talent in the parable has only one definition, which is real money, or basically your valuable possessions.
所以在理解这个比喻的时候，我仍然会将耶稣给我们的他连得解作为我们所拥有的财物。
So I would stick to the definition of talents as the valuable possessions Jesus gives to us in order to understand this parable.
第五个事实是讲到耶稣给我们的财物或者金钱，我们绝对是有自由去怎样去处理。
Fact number five, you have absolute freedom to manage all the money and the valuable possessions that Jesus has given to you.
第六个事实是讲到耶稣有一日他终会回来，或者是很快，或者是很多年之后，甚至可能在你离世之后，耶稣都还没回来。
Jesus will surely come back, maybe soon or many years later, or maybe even after your death.
但他一定会跟你算算你的账户，看看你今日在今生里面怎样去运用神给你这一笔的钱。
He will also surely settle your account on how you use the money in your present life.
当你很仔细去读这个比喻的时候，你会注意到这里有讲到有四种不同的态度去处理神托耶稣托付给我们的钱财。
When you read the parable carefully, you may notice there are actually four types of attitudes in taking care of the money God entrusted to you.
第一个是讲到保留一切你拥有的钱财不去用，将会丧失全部。
The first type of attitude, idling all your possessions will lose everything you have.
有些人可能会认为这个比喻是教导我们基督徒怎么学懂运用钱财，作出明智的投资，于是乎呢是教你呢怎样去做有利可图的生意，或者是去精明地买卖股票，或者买基金，或者买黄金。但其实这个故事不是讲这些。
Some people may consider this parable as a teaching of wise investment with the money you have, like doing profitable business, investment in stocks, mutual funds, or gold market, but it is not.
在中文圣经里面的版本很清楚讲到，在第十四节就很清楚讲到将要发生的事情是在天国里面。
Depending on the Bible version you use, verse 14 actually introduces the parable as what is happening in the kingdom of heaven.
假如你不知道天国是什么的时候，简单来讲，天国就在地上由耶稣带领的属灵的王国。
In case you do not know what is the kingdom of heaven is, simply the kingdom of heaven is the spiritual kingdom on earth headed by Jesus.
而普世的教会是天国可以看得到的一面。普世教会是由世界不同的地方的基督徒所办的事工所组成。在这个普世教会里面，人去到可以找到公义，找到满足，找到真爱，找到关怀，找到真理、快乐和盼望。
The universal church is the physical representation of the kingdom of heaven, composed of different Christian ministries around the world, where people in it will find righteousness, satisfaction, love, care, truth, joy, and hope.
你信耶稣的时候，耶稣就会为你开了一个个人户口。
Jesus sets up an individual account with each Christian.
他很期望着你去使用神给你的金钱，在今生里面参与建立这个普世的教会。
He expects you to use the possessions he gives you in your life for building up the universal church.
保留着所有的钱财，不使在天国上面，是表示 你可能知道耶稣对你有期望。
Keeping all your possessions but not using it for the kingdom of heaven would mean that you have no idea of what is expected from you.
有啲基督徒佢可能会咁话：我对于同耶稣交账嘅时候，系唔系得到奖赏，冇咩兴趣。
Some Christians may say, I don't care if I have rewards or not when I settle accounts with Jesus.
咁系咪真嘅咧？你睇下第三个仆人呢、这个就系咁嘅态度，佢唔 care 啊，佢唔。他覺得得不得到獎賞沒什麼興趣，但你看他的結局，他的結局是沒有一個基督徒所想要得到的結局，因為這個結局是與神來到永遠分離。
Really, that's also the attitude of the third servant. But his ending is not something any Christian would want, which is separation from God.
所以請大家注意，如果你將神給我們的這一筆錢財用在天国，最终会失去一切。
The point is, if you do not spend the money for the kingdom of heaven in this life, you will eventually lose everything you have.
第二种态度是讲到，当我们尽用所有的钱财，将会获得更多的奖赏。
The second attitude is, using all your possessions will gain more rewards.
如果你使用所有的钱财，忠心是为天国做事，动机不只是去看耶稣和你结账的时候所得的奖赏。
If you use all your possessions faithfully for the kingdom of heaven, the motivation is not just for the rewards at the account settlement with Jesus.
更加重要的，你这样做是要证明你对耶稣为首这个教会那种的爱护，又证明你对周围的人，无论是近或者远，穷或者有钱，这一班人都是你关心。
Rather, using all of what you have demonstrates your love for the Church of Jesus and your love for people who are near or far.
你这样做也是证明你明白到，很理解到，这些钱，你今生所拥有的钱财，基本上不是你，只是耶稣暂时给我们托管。
It also shows that you understand that all your possessions are basically not yours, only given to you by Jesus for you to manage temporarily.
如果你今天对于自己拥有的钱财不是这样理解的时候，我也不打算在这里说服你，其实你的钱财是神所赐。
In case you think otherwise, I'm not going to convince you now that all your possessions are actually given by God.
在世界各地，你会找到有很多地方的教会，不论它是大或者小，他们都用尽所有的资源来到扩大规模，增加崇拜者的数目。
In different parts of the world, you may find a lot of local churches, whether they are big or small, have used all their resources to multiply in size and in the number of worshippers.
你也可以发现有很多的信徒，他用尽所有自己的钱财来到扩大天国的各种事工。
You may also find a lot of believers use all their possessions to expand the ministries for the kingdom of heaven.
那你愿不愿意用这种态度去交账？
Do you want to be one of them?
第三个态度是讲到使用我们你的钱财的一部分是不能够平衡那个账户。
The third attitude,using part of your possessions cannot balance the account.
如果我们来一次即时的表决，我相信大多数的人情愿使用部分的自己的钱财放在天国的事工上面。
If we now take a vote, I believe that a majority of us would prefer to use a portion of our possessions for the kingdom of heaven.
我们可以奉献，做十一的奉献，我们可以承诺资助宣教的工作，我们又可以捐赠金钱给救世军，但我们很少会考虑用这种态度为了天国的好处投放所有我们拥有 的资源。
We may tithe to the church, pledge money to support missionary work, and make donation to the Salvation Army, but we seldom think of investing all we possess for the benefits for the kingdom of heaven.
另外，你留意这个比喻，那两个忠心的仆人，他们不单止是将 主人俾佢所有嘅錢嚟到係用咗佢，而係同時你睇到佢哋好積極咁投入一個事務嘅工作。
In addition, if you look at the two faithful servants in the parable, not only they use all the money entrusted to them, but they also involve actively in the business.
佢哋唔係去用呢一啲錢去請其他人，你幫我喺天國裏面做啦。咁然後自己咧就游手好閒，或者係忙其他嘅事情。
They do not just hire people with the money to do the business for the kingdom of heaven, while they themselves are idling or busy in other jobs of interest.
如果一個人佢只係要求其他人去喺天國裏面做事，而自己袖手旁觀，咁你知道耶穌喺呢個比喻裏面點樣去睇呢一個態度？
If you are idling, while asking others to do the work for the kingdom of heaven, do you know how Jesus views such an attitude?
耶穌咧就取笑咁樣嘅態度，佢話就好似咧，你將主人嘅錢就放喺兑換銀錢嗰個人。
Jesus ridicules this attitude as if you put the master's money on deposit with the bankers.
喺耶穌嘅時代，呢啲兑換銀錢嘅人。英文叫做 banker 啦，真係好聽。中文叫做兑換銀錢嘅人，實際上係一班奸商。佢哋坐喺聖殿嘅呢個找櫃台，找換台前進行貨幣嘅交易。
At the time of Jesus, these bankers are actually money exchangers who sit by tables in the holy temple.
你去存錢俾佢咧，佢就俾少少利息你啦。然後其他人咧嚟到。貸款咧，佢就收高利貸啦。
They give low interest for your deposits, but charge a high interest for loans to others.
所以當主人佢同一啲只係識收利息嘅仆人，佢去呢一班只係識去收利息嘅人，當主人翻嚟嘅時候，當要交帳嘅時候，呢一班只係識收利息嘅人，佢可以咧。好自由咁話，我有做嘢㗎，你唔好話我冇做嘢啊！呢啲咧，我賺嘅利息嗱都係少少地交俾你。
So when the master settles the account with those servants who only know how to earn interest, they may proudly proclaim, "Do not say I have done nothing with your money. Here is the interest I earned for you."
耶穌肯定唔鼓勵呢一種嘅態度，呢一種嘅態度就係。用一啲偷懶嘅手段為天國做事。
Definitely, Jesus discourages this attitude of working for the kingdom of heaven only by some idle means.
如果一個人只係使用部分耶穌俾佢嘅或者主人俾佢嘅金錢去僱用或者支持其他人去做天國嘅業務，個人永遠都唔可能平衡到耶穌為佢開設嘅個帳戶。
If you use only part of your master's money to hire or support other people to do the business for the kingdom of heaven, you can never be able to balance the account with Jesus.
第四種態度。
The fourth attitude.
你仲有第四？
Is there any more?
第四就係不惜付出你嘅一切嚟到換取最高嘅榮耀。
The fourth attitude is risking all you have will earn the highest honors.
好多人一聽呢個比喻嘅時候，就會覺得呢個比喻絕對唔適合我，因為我從來冇揾過$100,000。
Maybe many people will say this parable definitely does not apply to me. I never had $1,000,000 in my life.
如果你失業咗一段好長嘅時間，或者只係賺取一個好低微嘅工資。冇一個似樣嘅退休金，冇自己嘅屋、自己嘅房子，或者每一日都入不敷支嘅時候，你肯定自己唔會係呢個比喻所講嘅任何一個嘅仆人。
If you are unemployed for a long time or earn only the minimum wages, do not have a decent retirement plan or cannot make both ends meet or do not own a house, You certainly cannot identify with any one of the three servants in the parable.
你話我從來都冇偷懶嘅喎，只不過我係窮啫嘛。我亦都唔會將神俾我嘅好少嘅積蓄嚟到藏喺地底。
You say, "Hey, I'm not idle. I'm not lazy. I'm just poor. I will not bury the little money God gives me."
所以呢個耶穌所講嘅比喻。冇一個人不似我。
So who then can you identify with in this parable of Jesus?
咁邊一個真係喺呢個比喻裏面，你可以認同同你一樣咁鬼死窮嘅咧
？Who is as poor as you in this parable?
啊，你可以想到一個人，一個就係敘述呢個比喻嘅耶穌。
Well, I can think of one, the narrator of the parable, who is Jesus.
其實呢個比喻唔係講緊錢。
This parable is not talking about money。
耶穌喺地上嘅時候，佢為天國傳道嘅日子裏面，基本上係乜嘢都冇，係一名典型嘅窮光蛋。
When Jesus was preaching for the kingdom of heaven on earth, he basically has nothing in his life on earth. A real poor man。
就好似佢曾經咁樣講過，佢話狐狸有洞，天空的飛鳥有巢。個個人都好似有個家，連啲動物都有，只有人子耶穌，佢連一個枕頭可以放嘅地方都冇。
As Jesus once said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nets," which means everyone has a home, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
當世人將佢釘喺十字架上面嘅時候，佢甚至連條命都失去咗，所以佢咁樣話。我將命捨去。
He even lost his life when people crucified him on the cross, as he said, "I lay down my life."
耶穌喺呢個比喻，佢其實係第四個仆人，但你睇唔到嘅第四個仆人。
Jesus is the fourth servant in the parable.
喺耶穌在世嘅時候，佢係天父嗰一位好卑微、好謙卑、好貧窮嘅一個仆人。
Jesus was the humble, poor servant of the Heavenly Father when he was on earth.
他為了天國的緣故，耶穌不惜付上一切。
Jesus risked all for the kingdom of heaven.
他將自己擁有的一切都投資在天國上。
He is the one who invested everything for the kingdom of heaven.
他在十字架上面的時候，他被人看到他似乎是一個失敗者，但是他的失敗一個咁嘅形象，佢係俾我哋白白咁得到好多好處。
He became the seemingly loser on the cross, but only for our gain.
所以有一位牧師曾經咁講過，佢話耶穌喺失去一切自己一切嘅過程裏面，佢係能夠喺天國完成咗極大嘅工作。佢所能夠完成嘅工作，遠超過你將全世界所有集合曬嘅錢所能夠完成。
A preacher once said, "In losing, Jesus did far more than can be done with all the money in the world."
耶穌喺第三日從死裏面再一次復活，佢就坐喺天父嘅旁邊為自己交帳。
When Jesus resurrected the third day after death, he sat down at the Heavenly Father's table, settling his own account.
然后耶稣得到最高的荣誉，在天国里面他得到所有的权力，更加成为每一个基督徒的主人。
Jesus then received the highest honors, all the authority in the kingdom of heaven, and become the master of all Christians.
如果今天你拥有没什么拥有没什么价值 的财物，你可以以耶稣基督为你的榜样。
If you have possessed nothing valuable in life, you can relate to your Master Jesus Christ as your example.
使徒彼得，佢係好識以耶穌基督為佢榜樣，好清楚知道自己為天國嘅緣故，自己要承擔嘅風險好大。
Apostle Peter knew very well how to do the risky business for the kingdom of heaven.
有一日一個唔識走路。不能够走路的残障的乞衣问彼得要拿钱。
One day, a crippled beggar who could not walk asked Peter for money.
彼得同耶稣一样，都系一名穷光蛋。
Peter, like Jesus, possessed nothing valuable at all.
唔好讲佢冇值咁好一百万嘅一个他连德，佢甚至连个钱包里边一个硬币都冇。
Not a talent worth $1 million, and not even a coin in his wallet.
但佢对呢个乞衣咁话。
But he said to the beggar.
佢话黄金同埋白银我都冇，但系我有嘅我都会俾你。我奉拿撒勒耶稣基督嘅名字叫你走路。
Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
彼得佢冇乜嘢钱嚟到贡献喺天国嘅事工。
Peter had no money to contribute for the kingdom of heaven.
但佢有耶稣，佢心里面有爱心，有喜乐，有同情心，佢更加会好识为其他人祷告嚟到建立天国。
But Peter had Jesus. He also had love, compassion, joy, and prayers to build up the kingdom of heaven.
彼得为咗天国呢个福音嘅缘故，最后甚至将自己嘅生命都失去咗。
And Peter even lost his own life for the cause of the gospel.
假设你真系好似彼得咁样，好似耶稣咁，冇咩任何贵重嘅物嘅财物嘅时候，你仍然可以为天国付出你嘅爱心、你嘅喜乐、你嘅同情心，同埋你为人祷告嘅心，甚至你嘅生命。
If you don't possess any valuables, you may still use your love, your joy, your compassion, your prayers for others, and even your life to do business for the kingdom of heaven.
有个基督徒，佢因为某一种某啲原因，佢冇收入好多年。
For some reasons, a Christian has no income for many years.
一个晚上，佢感觉到好唔舒适，于是乎佢入咗医院接受检查。
One night, she feels very sick, so she is hospitalized for examination.
在第二天早上一早的时候，她看到隔离床边有一个老人家，她正在呻吟。
The next early morning, an old woman who is lying on the bed next to her is groaning in pain.
这个基督徒就开始安慰这个老人家，帮助她去喝水。
The Christian begins to comfort her, assisting her to sip water.
这个老人家原来他不断在叫喊着，他说我真是衰收尾，真是衰收尾。
The old woman continually yells, I'm so miserable, so miserable on my deathbed.
这个基督徒关心这个老人家，问他为什么会这么说。
The Christian cares about her, asking why she said that.
这个老人家就立刻将自己一生里面好辛酸嘅痛苦讲出嚟，跟住佢又投诉呢啲护士对佢唔好，同埋投诉好多嘢。
Immediately, the old woman lashes out her bitterness at her miserable life. Her complaints at the nurses and many more.
基督徒就安慰佢，鼓励佢，分享佢喺生活上自己嘅困难。又告诉他上帝有足够的能力和恩惠，令到自己能够经过各种的考验。这个基督徒最后更加跟他分享福音。
The Christian comforts her, encourages her, shares her own life struggles with her, and how God has been given her enough strength and grace to go through trials in life. And the Christian also shares the gospel with her.
很多时候我想，我在想，我怎样去跟耶稣交账？我又想问大家，你有没有想，你怎样想跟耶稣交你自己的账？
How do you want to settle your account with Jesus?
在今天的经文，我们学到几种态度去交账。
There are several attitudes we learn from today's passage on how to settle our accounts.
一种是懒得你，我懒得你上帝给我什么的钱财。
The first is,idling what God has given you.
第二种是使用你耶稣所给过的所有的钱财。
The second is using all of what you have.
第三種係使用部分你擁有嘅錢財。
Third is using part of what you have.
第四種係不惜付上自己所有嘅一切。
The fourth is risking all you have.
呢一個係好真實嘅事，你做天國嘅事情嘅時候係要承擔一定嘅風險。
Honestly, doing business for the kingdom of heaven is a rather risky business.
你可能會失去咗財物，你可能會被朋友親戚嚟到拒絕你，你可能會覺得孤單，你可能會有失望嘅時候，你又可能會覺得疲倦，覺得自己軟弱。
You may lose your possessions, you may be rejected by friends and relatives, you may be lonely, you may be disappointed at times, or you may feel exhausted and weak.
但神話我嘅恩典夠你用，因為我嘅能力在人的軟弱上面顯得完全。
But God says, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
有一首中文詩歌叫做《恩典太美麗》，這一首也是我們今天一會兒會唱的回應詩歌。
There is a Cantonese song, Beauty is His Grace, which we will sing at his response hymn today.
詩歌裡面形容到天國裡面的和田庄稼已经成熟，准备收割。
It describes the field of the kingdom of heaven is ready for harvest.
你的回应是什么呢？
What is your response?
会不会好像歌曲的最后一句这样说？
Would it be like the final verse in the song?
忠于使命，不惜一切来回应，能侍奉神是最珍贵。
Be faithful to his entrustment. Respond with all we have. Serving God is all the most precious. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You used this parable to talk about the heaven, the kingdom of heaven. To let us understand that one day we will have to settle account with you.
求你使用我们,
May you use us.
是为天国的缘故, 我们要付出。
For the kingdom of heaven, we need to work.
因为这个是神你自己的旨意。
Because it is your will.
求你都保守我们每一个信你的人。
May you protect each one of us who believe in you.
以至到我们明白我们的为神那个的事，你给我们的使命是什么。
So that we understand what's your purpose for us on, the earth, on this earth.
求你都保守 Thomas 的一家。
May you also protect Thomas and Amy's and their family.
他们在五月去到柬埔寨的时候。
They will go to Cambodia in May.
在那里来到为神工作。
They will serve you in Cambodia.
让他们有喜乐有平安。
May you give them joy and peace.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We will sing the response hymn, Beauty is His Grace. This song is in Cantonese, but we have translated in English. So we will sing in Cantonese, but you can read the lyrics in English on the screen. 这首歌《恩典太美丽》，相信中文堂的弟兄姊妹都会比较熟。如果可以的话，就大家一起唱。